My name is Herman Lindsay. I was sentenced to death back in 2006. In 2009, the Florida Supreme Court unanimously acquitted me of my charges.
About 10 years ago, Herman Lindsay was convicted of robbing and killing a pawn shop owner in 1994. He was later exonerated by the Florida Supreme Court, but because of prior felony convictions, he didn't receive any compensation from the state under a rule in a 2008 law called the Clean Hands Provision.
It's basically saying that we could take anybody that has a criminal record and say, let's falsely incarcerate him. And when it's found that it wasn't really him, that it can actually put him out on the streets and we don't even have to worry about it. I didn't receive no apology. I didn't receive no compensation.
While he says he most likely won't be covered, Lindsay is in favor of a bill that would at least modify the eligibility requirements for automatically receiving compensation under the Clean Hands provision. The bill by Republican Senator Rob Bradley would only apply to those with a prior nonviolent felony record.
Out of 26 exonerees from death row in Florida since 1979, it was a number of four been compensated with the Clean Hands Act. Now perhaps this might open the doors for 10. At least Florida is showing that they're willing to now accept responsibility for the wrongs that they're causing, the victims that they're creating.
Still, Lindsay says he hopes lawmakers will look into repealing the Clean Hands provision.
Because the life that you have to live after you actually been exonerated, especially from death row, you have to keep in mind that I suffer depression, anxiety, but most important, I still serve a life sentence. Anytime I go apply for a job, anytime I go apply for residence, it still has that murder charge on my record. And even though it says not guilty now, who actually going to give you a chance at a job if you done already had a problem with a murder that you didn't even commit?
And that mindset to remove the Clean Hands provision is now starting to gain bipartisan traction in the Florida legislature. That includes St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis.
If the state and the people of the state get it wrong, it shouldn't matter what individuals have done in their past. We should be willing to stand up and say we made a mistake and we're going to compensate you for that mistake on this issue. So hopefully as this bill moves forward, we will continue that discussion and can find a place to land this with our friends in the House that completely removes that provision.
And Senator Bradley says given Lindsay's story and other feedback he's received over the years, he's convinced and now wants to change his bill to remove Clean Hands altogether.
You guys convinced me. You know, upon reflection, I think the right policy is to completely do away, like the other 32 states, with the Clean Hands provision. And if the House wants to discuss modifying that to bring this home, then we could have that discussion at that period of time. But that's where I stand at this point in time.
Bradley, along with former Senate Democratic leader Athenia Joyner, have been filing this bill for the past few years. And he says if it dies again in the committee process, he'll continue bringing it back as long as he's in the legislature. Meanwhile, the bill in its current form has unanimously passed its first Senate committee. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.